comfortable win. You know, you'd love to win, probably building the scores a wee bit more easier than we did. But look, we Limerick has changed tack massively from what they did in the McKenna Cup, which we kind of half expected. Or sorry, the McGrath Cup, they went very, very defensive. But probably there was a wee bit of over eagerness from ourselves, you know, and bad finishing. But look, I suppose we won by 12 points, and I don't think Limerick had any over ambition to win the game, you know.
Probably fair to say he didn't really ever get out of second or third gear.
Just wee bouts of it, and even at that, it didn't fully come off, you know. So it didn't. But look, we set ourselves high standards, and a lot of individuals, you know, did well. But they have an awful lot of ground to make up. But I suppose we learn from week to week now.
It does say that you can play relatively poorly, still pick up a 12-point win. That says where you are.
Heck yeah, listen, I'd be happy to a large degree. You know, it was good to get Connor and Ethan back in. You know, they hadn't played much, and get Niall Loughlin on the pitch, and we're going to put Shea on, but we didn't. Potty Tad back on again. So look, from that point of view, our body's the league.
Was there ever any doubt, Rory, that you would throw Connor and Ethan back in? Did you have second thoughts? Or?
Why?
Just giving the 6 days now, I'd never...
No, I just think that kind of talk is loose. So it is. You know, I don't buy it. I think the boys have incredible mental strength. There may be others that don't have that mental strength, but those two boys have it.
In a sense, Rory, was the game just what they needed, probably, maybe from their own point of view?
I don't know. A long time ago, we had a conversation with the Stockney lads. If they go where, break and one thing or another. We have defined break periods for the boys, well established. We haven't even had a conversation about it in the last number of weeks. I just know their mentality. I know they love playing football. And Connor was outstanding, given you know, given that display, considering he hasn't even trained. We were training Wednesday night, but we just didn't get them to do anything. So,
another performance from Owen McAvoy. Relatively young league debut today, and
yeah, listen, he done well, and I suppose we felt we had chanced himself and locked in again. Two guys that are only 19, but they did well, and they're starting to build a process of pushing on.
Disappointed not to get the goal, Rory, because he's had these opportunities.
He did have the goal chances, and you know, even Gareth, I thought he might have been fouled out to the square, or you know, the penalty spot. I thought he should have accelerated more. Thought at the other end, it was unlucky. Ethan, maybe the advantage could have went another couple of seconds longer. Loughlin had a chance, you know. But look, that's the way it goes. We took 3 out of 7 or 8 last week. We took not out of 3 or 4 today.
Now, in terms of first games, like, I mean, I know you had the McKenna Cup behind you, but would you be satisfied with that sort of performance in the first game?
I wouldn't be satisfied with the law of a lot of it. You know, we have to judge ourselves by where we think we should be. But at the same time, we also have to live in the real world. You know, it's the 20th of January, and you're integrating two players for the first time today. You know, you have two young lads like Loughlin and... Loughlin and Owen. So look, it's, yeah, I'll take it, no problem, and we move on.
It's going to be a tight division this year, Rory. I think you said it yourself, it's going to be very, very competitive.
I think the standard of this division, you know, is a lot better than the standard was last year. I think our performance today was an awful lot better than any first league performance we've had in the last number of years. So we'll enjoy watching everybody dog it out tomorrow and tonight, and you know, move on.